boobies. You like boobies. Vicky likes boobies.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
This is a nice fish, you know? Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish.
A spooky greeting to you all, folks.
Okay, it's not really that scary of an episode, but
no.
What we're going to be watching could be scary to one individual, because this is an Exposing James episode.
Woo!
I'm Mike.
I am Justin.
James.
Oh, cool. Yeah, be yourself. It's graduation day, kids. He's going up a notch.
Yeah.
The Cabin in the Woods.
Speed.
A modern classic, by my estimation. 2012's excellence. Directed by Drew Goddard, co-written by Whedon. Hey, the man did great work.
Yeah.
May not have had the best personal life, but...
Sometimes you have to separate the art from the artist.
As they say. So, knowing very little about this, other than what we've teased you in the past...
To be fair, it is Goddard's work.
Yeah, it's his directorial debut,
yeah.
And he did 50% of the script. Yeah. You definitely feel the Whedon in it. So, going off of that description, which, you know, don't even read it, just that image, what do you expect to know about, what do you expect to experience
The Cabin in the Woods? Probably some, like, idiot kids go to, like, some disfigured cabin, or it's not disfigured yet, but it's, like, possessed. And the kids are stupid and are doing, like, a 24-hour challenge or something. And then, like, eventually all die besides the virgin.
Well, you're...
Because you know horror movie rules.
It's funny you bring that up. Horror movie rules are a very important part of this
Scream.
Movie. Yeah. This movie is, in my opinion, the next evolution off of Scream.
Yeah.
Because Scream was all about the slasher. Whereas this one, I've said it many times, this is the unified field theory... For horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
The way this movie lays out could explain how all horror movies interact with each other. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it also looked like there's like, it's like more than one cabin or like sheds together because there's like more than one rooftop.
Yeah, he's going off the image that is located on HBO Max.
Yes, it's also the cover of the DVD, the Blu-ray, and the 4K.
It also looks like
a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I was just about to say Rubik's Cube. So now, definitely going to be some mind stuff going on.
Yeah, mind effery going on. That's more of a visual metaphor for what the whole movie's about. And mind effery is a huge part of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, subversion. It's going to start in a way where I guarantee you're going to look at us like, really?
What?
What the hell is this movie about?
Yeah, like,
absolutely.
Screams.
There's also going to be a bit midway through. We're going to be like, hold on.
Yeah.
That was me with, like, Scream. It was like, it started off right away.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, already?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
And then, like, there was so many people that it's like, I mean, I had a feeling it was the boyfriend.
Don't spoil it. No, 25 years later, I think you're okay. Yeah, this thing shifts gears a lot.
Mm.
And until you get to about the halfway point, you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Why are these characters part of this movie?
How are they still alive?
Not just that, like, what does this group of people matter to a horror movie?
Yeah.
It doesn't start off in a standard way. No. But it's gory and it's funny.
Yeah. That is... I don't even think they classify it as a horror comedy. Because it's not like... goofy funny.
Yeah.
It's just got well-written comedic moments.
Yeah. Addressing the concept of horror at times.
Yeah.
There's all the standard tropes, and they don't always work the right way. My favorite part of this whole thing is the Doomsayer.
Yeah.
It's such a great moment with the Doomsayer. We'll get to that, though. We're spinning our wheels.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's watch the 2012 perfection that is Cabin in the Woods.
We'll be back.
All right, hour and a half worth of movie later, but in real time, let's not even get into it.
So, what did you think, if you can think still?
let's just say, I never want to watch the movie.
Why? Hell not?
It just, no, it don't make sense.
It makes tons of sense.
My brain hurts.
It makes the most sense of any horror movie ever made.
True. Yeah. That is true, though. But it was just like, all of a sudden, a bird runs into, a wall that you see when, the guardians are, hyper jumping.
It's very similar.
Shield technology right there.
And then, the fact that, there were definitely funny parts in it. I think the funniest part was that he tried to jump over the gap and then...
right into the same wall?
Yeah, that we totally forgot about. Yeah.
That's a funny thing. I do remember when we were first watching it, as the jump's about to happen, I was like, wait, that bird.
Yeah.
That bird.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't going to end. Boom! But the thing about that bit for me that always gets me is as he's going down, he keeps hitting the wall. Are you still processing it? Is that the problem? Because it's going into it, I had more than 20 years of horror movie experience, so it was more about taking in all the sights I was seeing. The concepts were already there for me.
Oh god, it was definitely something.
Yeah. It does such a great job of distilling every trope in horror.
Yeah.
Into one...
The rules.
Yeah.
Like...
all the rules and the fact that they could exist together.
Yeah.
In one universe.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Makes me feel like...
and that they're all friends.
They all have a mutual want to just destroy humans and don't really care about each other.
Yeah.
When I say I love it, it's the best horror movie ever made.
Excuse me. I thought it was going to be a lot scarier, but it's just funny.
Yeah. It's a movie that only exists because all the other horror movies ever made exist, but it takes advantage of the concept so well.
It tells a good story where it's going back to the old sacrificing rituals, right?
Mm.
To appease the gods.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, well, these modern horror stories are just that.
And it's not just that the murder appeases the gods, the theater of it. Right. It has to be done as rituals are in a specific order. Because if you think about it, how much life was lost because she hits that button? But they don't care about that.
Doesn't matter.
Because it didn't happen in the order they like it. You know what? The gods are the original incel toxic fans. They didn't get it their way, so blow up the whole franchise.
It's out of order.
I.e. the world. Can you see why I said that the Harbinger guy is one of my favorite parts of the whole thing?
Who?
The guy at the beginning when they go to the gas station, who's trash talking him, and then later on is put on speakerphone. It's that kind of stuff in this movie, where tense stuff happens. And then they just deflate all the tension by poking fun at some of the characters.
Yeah. Like you said, you took them off the speaker.
Oh. Are we still on? I didn't notice.
I guess I pressed the wrong button.
You had pops at every moment. We hoped you did.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It played out perfectly.
Everything you could expect for it. I do love it so much.
It's enjoyable.
So let's go through the classic list. Well, I don't think we've spent too much time on it. Performances?
Good.
All around. Effects?
Good. Really good, actually.
Really good.
It took 11 years and it's still on a very modest budget.
It holds up.
Let me see.
2012, right?
Yeah. Let me look at how much they spent on it, because they did not... they did not dump a whole bunch of movie in that. Cabin in the Woods. Doesn't take long for IMDb to pull this up, because I look it up quite often. $30 million budget.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. That's really good, actually.
Yeah. And grossed $42 million.
Oh, they made profit.
In the States, worldwide, 70. So yeah, it did well for everyone. Oh. Opening weekend was only 15, but this is one of those ones.
Oh, they made profit on that.
And it established Drew Goddard's career, really.
And, like, that's the thing with, like, low-budget movies. Is like, if you can get a good amount for such a low budget, you know you're going to get profit out of it. That's
why the Saw movies did 10.
What?
There are 10 Saw movies as of this point. Because the first one cost $2 million.
It was cheap.
And made 110. So, yeah.
I want to watch the Saws.
You might be ready.
I don't know.
First one, maybe. First one isn't as gruesome, but the second one, they crank it up to 11 real quick.
Which is saying something, because the first one is... First one's rough.
It's psychological more than anything else. There's a few traps in it that are messed up, but it's more about the two guys in a room trying to figure out what exactly is going on. You're almost ready for that. I mean, we just put you through this, so...
That wasn't too psychological.
But it did. It melted your mind a few times. Really, yeah. Don't worry. It'll all make sense.
Stupidity.
He wasn't stupid. He was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Just certain things are just stupid.
It didn't lay itself out there in order. You have to stick with it, and eventually they'll describe what's going on. And that doesn't work for some people.
Yeah, he was like, I'm on a reality TV show, and I'm like, is this like a legit reality TV show? Just like, people think it's actors, but people are actually dying.
Yeah. And they do that at the right moment in the movie, where you're like, oh, is that what's going on here?
No. I'm now thinking about it, I think my favorite part is when the Japanese children... Seal the ghost into the frog. It's so funny.
That's the beauty of this movie. You have to watch it another time. Obviously not back to back. Maybe not this year. Sometime next year you should check it out again. To watch it knowing what's coming up.
And just be like, it's so annoying.
No, to know what the situation's setting up that you're watching. Like, it took a minute, it took a couple of viewings for me to realize that the characters weren't the archetypes. He wasn't the big dumb jock.
Yeah, they had to make him.
Yeah, they had to force them into these positions to pull off the ritual.
When all these guys were just friends.
Yeah, they were actually stand-up people. He was, they say it, he's on academic scholarship.
Yeah.
She was pre-med. And the girl Dana wasn't really all that pure. She's just out of everybody in that group, she was the pure, so she's the virgin. Even the fool wasn't a fool, because he was a very intelligent guy. They were forcing them to be more like...
With that gas or something.
Yeah, they were trying to give him tainted weed to smoke, but it didn't work.
No, because he had like actual weed.
Yeah, he had his own
stuff.
He just
kept smoking.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And he, like you said, halfway through the movie, he's your favorite part of the whole thing, because...
He's so funny. He's like, you couldn't do it properly. I'm gonna go for a walk. After the voice said two seconds later, I'm gonna go for a walk.
Childlike Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't think that was Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like his son. That just looked like him.
It was Liam put on the rack. Okay, so yeah, performances, visual effects.
There.
Story. I guess you're still wrestling with the story.
It's places that it shouldn't be.
No.
It should not be.
Did you have a hard time seeing greatness?
No, it's good.
It's the thinking.
Yeah.
No.
It's
like,
a thinking man's horror movie, and it's the weekend. You don't want to think.
No, but like, it shouldn't be a horror, but it is a horror because something scared the holy bejesus out of me. I jumped, and there was funny parts, so it's a horror comedy, but, like, it was also a suspense, because there was just some things in it that was, like, really, really suspenseful, because they, like, waited for, like, 5 minutes, like,
you gotta build up the tension.
Yeah, and then, like, it was just, like, psychological and sci-fi, like... It's in all the genres.
There it is. That's the word you're hoping for.
That's the word.
So he seemed to like it, despite himself.
I could watch that like a million times over.
Yeah.
That, oh my god.
The cube sequence alone, that's one of those ones you have to pause and where they're in the elevator and all the different cubes are going around.
Yeah. That like I had to like I was like there's like so many things mm-hmm. that are like legit.
Yeah.
Like this cellar, like I saw the ballerina, the puzzle, mm-hmm. there was the toy spider, there was that toy that looked like the scorpion chainsaw robot thing.
There's still stuff in that basement that I haven't seen the allegory for.
I think there was like a spider or something. Mm. Like it was like just a cobweb and the spider's in there. But I'm pretty sure like if they killed it, then the bigger one would have came out. And the clowns, there was those marionette clowns.
There's so many times in that bit. They timed that out.
It's like one of those movies that you have to watch more than mm-hmm. once to catch everything. Yep. Because, like, you're like, all right, I know this, and this is here, but now I'm going to look in other directions mm-hmm. and be like, oh, I've never saw that before.
There's that scene alone, they time out so perfectly that you don't know. You kind of have an idea of what's going on, but you're still guessing. And then you know as they're all messing with those individual things, it could lead to something, but you're
like,
not sure.
Like, he was really close to, like, I guess messing with the puzzle because he, like, pressed all the buttons.
He gets a conch in his hand. I'm never going to see a merman.
The merman.
He blew in it.
The designs, too. No one would ever think of a merman like that. If you need a horror merman.
Got it.
I'll always love it. You kind of want a sequel, but...
You can't, though, because the gods destroyed the world.
How would you pull that off?
Prequel.
Because
I'd like to see, like, in the past, how that whole setup worked. Because... that technology is all newer.
Yeah, I'd like to see it done at like the turn of the century.
Yes.
Or
is it?
They do a Japanese version and they go to Tokyo and they do the Tokyo story.
No, it'd be the it'd be the same thing if it was set now. But I would like to see like how they handled having that kind of horrors.
Yeah, because you don't have that giant underground system. It would probably have to be a lot less about choice. And a lot more about corralling the people into the situation. Giving one monster, knowing exactly what the thing is going to kill them, and the people who set it loose trying to survive and not get killed by it, but eventually get taken out themselves. Like, they have to sacrifice. It's not just sacrificing the victims, it's sacrificing yourself to make sure it goes down in the right order.
Yeah.
That could be very interesting in and of itself. Yeah, that's right, we're going to pitch that one day.
I like it.
Yeah, I loves it. Yeah. Who knows where we're going to go from here? Because
You can't really top that, though.
That's a high watermark for horror.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it for this season. For horror movies. Next episode, we'll be back to regular stuff.
We're going
to
do, like, Christmas?
I think he's seen almost every Christmas movie now.
Everything worthwhile. Violent Night?
But yeah, he did not see Violent Night.
Yeah, now that you've gone the Wick way, you can see the bloodiest Christmas movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's more bloody than Krampus.
Watch that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sorry.
Better Watch Out, too.
Which one was that?
That was the one that came out a few years ago. And it was set up like two kids were home alone and like people come to invade their house.
Okay.
But... they set booby traps, and the brother ends up being a psycho.
Oh, so it's like evil Home Alone? Yeah. Eviler Home Alone?
Yeah.
I do remember seeing some trailers for that.
So people are definitely getting bad.
Yeah. Mm. But, yeah.
That's
a show.
It's definitely not your normal nerdity, so we're just going to say, bye-bye. Bye-bye.